Okay, good morning. I've had a great week of preparation, very focused, high energy for this week. We know we have a tremendous challenge in Baltimore coming in into our house at home, coming off a bye week. Guys are excited to play this game, and we're ready to roll. We know the fans will be excited as well and be out there. We'll need them to be there. We'll take questions.
Hey, Chad, did you call some guys out?
No, it was a matter of just telling guys to step up, and we needed them to do their job. That's really the gist of the message from last week halftime.
Joe Hayden yesterday said that some of the coaches were a little more animated than they had been this year. Did you feel that was a time to maybe light a fire a little bit?
It was a time. It was a time that we needed that.
The last 2 weeks, I think you've got 21 total penalties. I know you've got a game that you're not happy with it, but how do you go about it?
Well, you look at them each individually, what type of penalties they are. There's playing penalties. There's dead ball type penalties where those are very correctable and things we need to correct. Some are related to being on the road. There's things that we can, you know, some are being young. Some are being just a lack of execution. So we look at all of them, and those are things we've addressed with the guys and really coach them hard on, and we expect improvement in those areas. Well, I think that if you look at different parts of the season, there's different reasons for that. I think that overall, I feel like we're making strides in the run game. We're getting better. I think the guys are zeroing in, understand each other, the runner, the coordination with the offensive line. We've got some guys back. So, I feel like we're going in the right direction in that area.
So we saw, from game one to game two, Ryan Hoyer was thrust in there. We saw progression. What reasons do you have to believe that Jason can make for game one to game two?
Well, just his week of preparation, watching him, I think that, he's a veteran guy, and I think that just the little things, the little communications, the chemistry, some of those things, I think we'll see some gains from that standpoint. Ultimately, you have to go out on the field and produce.
John, I know this is just one game here, but you have a tremendous opportunity to get yourself back in this thing. But if you don't win Sunday, you pretty much dig yourself a pretty deep hole. Can you just talk about the magnitude and the opportunity you have if you can win to really get yourself back in this thing?
As I've said before, every week is a great opportunity, and they all count the same. This is a division game, which magnifies the importance of it. We'll be ready for it, and we're excited for it. And, I feel like we're progressing. We've gotten better as the season's gone on. This is a great team that we're playing, and it'll be a great test and challenge for us. Well, we don't really look around at what's going on around us. We're very focused on ourselves and what we do.
When we talked to Norv yesterday, he talked about getting Greg Little and other guys more involved. So how do you put that in the practice?
Well, I think it's important that everybody's involved. It's important that guys are at their best this week. And, we need Greg to be at his best. We need Devon to be at his best. We need everybody to be at their best. So hopefully, the guys have opportunities, and they'll be able to, do well with those opportunities.
You've used Gary Barnage quite a bit this year. He's kind of a hidden guy that you don't talk about much. But what about that? What's his role at this point?
Yeah, I think Gary's done a good job. He's kind of does all the dirty jobs, blocking, run blocking, pass blocking. He'll catch a few balls here and there. He has a good understanding of the offense, a really good understanding of the overall plan and what we're trying to get done on plays.
Has his role changed as the season has evolved?
It's really been the same.
Snaps are a little bit different than they had been earlier this season.
Yeah, we've been a little more with more multiple wide receivers.
Is Bess going to return punts?
We have a combination of Bess and Armani Edwards, that both those guys will be ready, and we can utilize them both.
Chad, do you like watching a matchup like Suggs versus Joe Thomas?
Well, I'll start with the second question. I think Joe's having a great year from the start. I think he's played very well. Obviously, this is a big test and challenge for him, and those guys have seen each other a lot through the course of the years, it's something I'd love to watch. I've got a few other things going on, and, you know, I can catch back up after the game's over. But you know, it'll be important, again, that Joe plays well against a great player. I can't talk specifically about those. You know, we use that information to coach our guys, and you know, sometimes they agree, sometimes they disagree. But you know, we have a chance to address it with our guys.
Does it make you angry that a guy like that, a player like he is, having the kind of season he is, gets nailed with the game on the line?
Well, I mean, those things happen. You know, we can't control. We can only control so much of what, you know, we can only control the things we do. Penalties are going to get called. They're part of the game, you know, and certainly the timing was tough in that case. But Joe's a great player, and he'll make adjustments as he needs to.
Is that the league rule that they tell you that you can't share that information?
That's the understanding. Those are good questions to ask Dean. Yeah, both Billy and Quentin were listed as questionable. They did better in practice this week as compared to last week, and we'll wait and see in these next 2 days where they're at.
How about Mitchell on the right side? Is he playing well enough? Is what you need out of your right tackle play?
Yeah, he's improved a lot, I think, as the season's gone on. Again, I think the offensive line has played better and better each week, and particularly the last few weeks. And Sean Laveau being back, I think some of the chemistry in there has really helped everybody.